You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
It's the Score North Twin Show.
Okay, is Kike Hernandez worth firing the burner sounder back up?
Let's do it, I guess.
Kike? Oh, the hot stove is back. Yes. It's like 60 degrees, and it's probably nicer in the Twin Cities than Fort Myers today, actually.
This is a very weird weather week. It's like 60 today. And then it's supposed to snow tomorrow night, and Wednesday's commute is supposed to be bad and really windy. And then Thursday, yeah. Friday, again, is like 60 degrees. I don't get what's going on here.
Yeah.
Spring training could have damn near been held here.
It could have.
I know.
It's crazy, dude. I literally saw people playing like outdoor beach volleyball in a park in Minneapolis
last week. Yeah. I believe it.
It's ridiculous. There's no winter. But let's go through some spring training notes here on the Score North Twin Show. We'll get to Joe Pohlad potentially getting into a legal situation with the players union. And we'll get to the new Fanatics uniforms. But let's start with the latest Twins roster building speculation here. There's still like 20 or 25 regular rotational players sitting out there. Finally, Cody Bellinger signed a Carlos Correa special to go back to the Cubs. Was it 1 year and then the two option years? It was literally the same contract as Carlos Correa signed a couple of years ago.
Cut rate. Absolutely.
But Kike Hernandez is sitting out there. So he is, over the last 10 years, one of the premier super utility players in baseball. He's had a couple big seasons with the Dodgers, with the Red Sox. Now, last year in particular, his defense was way down. It was one of the worst years he's ever had offensively relative to league average. He had hernia surgery at the end of the year, so he's kind of chalking up his recent struggles. He's in his early 30s, like 31, to hernia surgery. But the Twins are reportedly one of four finalists to land Kike Hernandez, super utility player. Do anything for you guys? What are your thoughts?
If he's healthy, I don't mind it. I don't mind it. Like, I don't love it. It's not like, oh my God, this is going to fix things. But his ability... Again, if healthy now, to play all over the field, everything that I've seen, he's a great clubhouse guy. See, where Tommy Pham scares me is this. I think that Tommy Pham would actually be a nice fit in the lineup off the field. And we've seen the Twins make this mistake before. I think he's a weird dude. And I think it's become very clear that if this team has some odd ducks in the clubhouse, it can be a real problem. Whereas guys that are good in the clubhouse can help a lot. So Kike Hernandez, I would guess that the story is this. It sounds like, and I don't know if this is going to continue or not. My hope has been that at some point in time, they might bring Michael Taylor back, but it sounds like he wants a 2-year contract. I'm sure that you can get Kike on a 1-year contract. Now, would you be the highest bidder? I don't know. Like the Angels, their middle infield situation now, they got a couple guys hurt and they are depleted as hell there. So you might not be. This one I wouldn't hate, but do I think it like magically saves the day? Absolutely not.
I guess, I mean, you could have a second one, but like Kyle Farmer to me can do a lot of the same things that Kike Hernandez can do. And Kike can hit lefties really well in his career. He has a 800 OPS against left-handed pitching. He's done really well. The Twins need some right-handed bats here. I think the peak player of Kike is better than the peak version of Kyle Farmer for sure. But I wouldn't be upset by the move, certainly, but it doesn't move the needle. And if he wants to come here and be another kind of utility depth guy that can hit some left-handed pitching with the Twins, definitely obviously need a little bit of boost for it, go for it. But this one wouldn't really excite me one way or the other, I think, if he signs or if they just decide not to.
So they are looking for some platoon splits here, right? Against left-handed pitching, the Twins have some left-handed bats that they'd rather not hang out to dry against every left-handed pitcher. And Declan mentioned that there's a huge gap in Kike Hernandez's platoon splits. So against lefties, 800 career OPS. Against righties, it's like 667. So he's a guy that you would use against left-handed pitching. But here's why this does make sense. He can play center field.
Right.
I mean, Kyle Farmer is not playing center field. Not that it's an either-or proposition. I think you'd probably have both those guys. But you would have Kike Hernandez. So 2 years ago in Boston, he played 700 innings in center field and was one of the best defensive center fielders in the league, a plus 14 defensive run saved. 2 years ago, it was a plus four. So he's been an above average defensive center fielder. Now, last year, he only played like 150 innings, but he can play short, not at the same level as Correa, but he can play short, third, second, outfield, center field. This would make some sense, especially if maybe they've had conversations with Michael Taylor and he's like, I don't know, I was a starter last year. Yeah. I'd like to start again, but they've already kind of put Buxton back in that starting spot. Kike would come in and say, cool, whatever you need. I just want to play in the major leagues and show that I'm healthy for the first time in a couple of years. So I'm interested. I'm wondering who gets the boot, by the way. I guess Austin Martin was the last guy. When we did this last week, Judd had Austin Martin as one of the 13 position players. So you would just bump Austin Martin off back to
St. Paul, probably.
St. Paul, and Kike Hernandez would be your super utility guy.
He also, to Judd's point of maybe a clubhouse guy, I mean, this dude has 179 at-bats in the playoffs. He's played a ton in the postseason with the Dodgers. He played a little bit with the Red Sox. Obviously, he went back to the Dodgers last year, but he's been in a World Series before, multiple World Series, played in playoff games. To Judd's point, maybe this is also a really good clubhouse guy. And yeah, if you get some premium at-bats, guess left-handed pitching, and a guy who can be a good center fielder, then there might not be much risk here. I think them trying, though, to find a suitable replacement for Byron Buxton, or just having a backup plan for Byron Buxton, who still has yet to play in a spring training game so far. I know it's only been like three games, but they need a suitable backup. And if Kiki's surgery goes well and he's healthy, then this would be obviously the suitable backup.
So we're all kind of, Declan is like on the fence. I'm in on Kike Hernandez. Judd, you're good with Kike Hernandez.
Oh yeah. Cause they do not have, I mean, it's not being talked about enough because there's optimism right now, but they do not have a Buxton plan.
Yeah, their plan is a lot more hope right now.
Yeah, but I mean, this whole thing of like, well, Willie Castro can play out there. Okay, but Willie Castro, and look, you know what? In this case, if you keep all three of them and you get Kiki, you got Kiki, Castro, Farmer. They can all move around, play multiple places. There's nothing wrong with that. Like, I actually appreciate that. So
I love them.
So yes, this does not turn me off as some type of dumb move. I will be completely turned off if they go into opening day with Buxton's in center and Willie Castro can play there if he can. And we might call up, we might call up Austin Martin.
The other finalists, by the way, for Kike's services are the Angels. You know, that team's Mike Trout. They can't even make the playoffs with Trout and Shohei, for God's sakes. The Padres, who are in transition mode, I guess you could say. And then the Giants. That's a fun place to play. A lot of pasture to roam around out there playing outfield. So that's who the Twins are competing against, according to The Athletic.
The Giants, though, would be an intriguing possibility because Kike is an absolute stud hero with the Dodgers. The Dodgers fans love him.
I forgot, like, he has had some major postseason success, largely with the Dodgers. I mean, he was with the Dodgers when they won the championship in 2020. But it's funny, like, it's a small sample size compared to his regular season career. But he has had 202 postseason plate appearances and an OPS of 900. So I don't know.
Bring it on.
Comes back to earth at some point. But yeah, he's dude. Remember in the 2017 NLCS when the Dodgers played the Cubs, Kike hit three home runs, drove in seven in that series, batted 444 in that. He's had some like big time playoff moments.
This is Tom Bernard. Can't get enough of sports talk with Phil Mackey and Judd Zolgad? Tune in to the new Tom Bernard Show podcast Monday through Friday as Phil and Judd join me to discuss the latest sports headlines and whatever else comes to mind.
Just download the Tom Bernard Show app wherever you get your podcasts or visit TomBernardShow.com. It's another way to get more from me and Judd talking sports and having fun with Tom, and it's all at your fingertips. Download the Tom Bernard Show app now and join the conversation. So something to keep an eye on there. Now, maybe getting to our second spring training note of the day here, maybe the Twins feel an obligation to splash around a little bit and spend some money, because this is what Bob Nightingale Sr. wrote for the USA Today. Now, his son, Bobby Nightingale, covers the Twins for the Star Tribune. So you got a couple Nightingales on the case. Yep.
Bobby's very good.
So Bob Nightingale, he wrote, several owners and executives have created consternation among agents and union officials by publicly declaring their intentions to stay out of the free agent market. Example, Minnesota Twins owner Joe Pollad's recent comments saying the Twins would not sign a $30 million free agent has the players' union considering filing a formal complaint saying the Pollad's interview may have violated a reservation of rights clause with the use of media in the collective bargaining agreement. Oh, so CBS actually dove into the CBA and said Pollad's comments may have violated the following use of media clause found on page 329 of the current collective bargaining agreement. Just thumbing through that thing.
Yep. No, I read this. It's good.
So none of the covered parties, so like owners, front office, whoever, may make comments to the media about the value of an unsigned free agent or about possible and contemplated terms for an unsigned free agent, regardless of whether discussions have occurred. So here are the following, but not complete. This is not a complete list. It's just examples of things you cannot say if you're an owner of a Major League Baseball team or an executive. Mm-hmm. Player X won't receive anything longer than a one-year deal. That guy's garbage.
Yep.
Player X is seeking more than player Y received. We are out on player X, which is what he said.
Which is what he was going to say.
Player X is worth at least X million, which is another thing he kind of said, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So basically, you can't go on the radio and say things like, yeah, we're not going to pay $30 million for a free agent.
I blame to Russia. Stirring it up.
So this kind of started as, oh, man, I don't know about this from a PR perspective. Here's Joe out there talking about right-sizing the business and kind of pissing right. fans off. But this is has legitimately ruffled the feathers of the players' union, and it might go to a legal place. So well, what do you think of this?
I think it's consternation about what more than one team has said as well. It's a form of collusion. That's the biggest problem.
Yeah. Like if every owner's out there saying, yeah, we're not paying $30 million for a free agent. No, neither are we. Screw that.
Yeah, exactly right. Okay. So let's all draw a line in the sand. I mean, that's the Player Association's greatest fear. I think that the Players Association has a case. And I find it interesting that Boris has now started the Scott Boris fire sale, right? Bellinger, okay, we'll take what we can get. Montgomery will be next. He still got Matt Chapman. He still got Blake Snell. This is where I think it's too bad that Joe declared this publicly, though. Because, and we've talked about this, you guys, going like back a month now. Wouldn't you have been curious to see what the prices were? Like what the discount prices were? Wouldn't yes. you have been curious? You know, I mean, Cody Bellinger, what, 3 years, $80 million, but with outs, which is the Correa contract? Wouldn't you guys have been curious to see what? Hey, Mike Montgomery, you know, I placed a player with you before. Carlos, you did right by him. He loves it there.
I'd love to know, too, because the Twins, I know that they've committed to Buxton in center field, but, like, Bellinger would have been a great center fielder, and then Buxton, you find a place for Buxton.
They're starting pitching still. Like, if you were to insert Snell or Montgomery tomorrow, that is a massive upgrade at the top of the rotation.
And if you know that it's they're doing the Correa, we said this 2 weeks ago, they're going to do the Correa deals. So how much, to Judd's point, the whole offseason, how much of a loss would you really be if you were to say, okay, screw it. I know what I said on WCCO last week. We're going to get Blake Snell. It's probably only going to be for a year, but it's damn really it.
A year.
Right. We want to make this happen. and Blake Snell's coming in here. And yeah, we're going to, and here's my next public comment. We're losing a lot of money as a family on this transaction this year because we don't have a TV deal solidified. Hear that, Twins fans? We're going to lose money to bring in a great pitcher. Like, there's a way to do this and frame this now. Now that we know it's not 5 years guaranteed for an injured pitcher, right? We're talking like 1 year deals.
But yes. We talked about this. This is the end game for Boris, who's going to hope a year from now to get those guys big multi-year contracts.
Yep.
Yeah. All you had to do was just lie to me and just say, "Hey, if Blake Snell and if those guys are a fit, Derek Falvey and our staff will evaluate that. And if there's a price point that comes in, then great." That is all you had to say. And whether that's gaslighting, lying, I don't care. I'm good with that because it would give me the hope of, hey, maybe there's a disclaimer out there. But the transparency is one thing. And the PR comments that we broke down last week weren't obviously ideal. And now there could be legal and or obviously a sizable fine coming his way or the organization's way. And that's just, I think it's like, and it's like just a celebration for that entire fandom of fans being like, ha ha ha, your comments are now going to, you have to pay for it, which is another conversation.
But what if you say, you know what, at least privately, you know what, probably shouldn't have said that, but Scott Boras is now shopping Blake Snell at a very reasonable rate. You know a good way not to get fined? I lied when I said that we wouldn't pay again.
We were playing poker. Yep. We're just out there. Yep. We're playing hard to get.
It just bothers me that, you know, 2 weeks ago on this show, we brought this up. It's now coming to fruition, and you sort of slam the door unnecessarily on this possibility. Like, you're literally going to a flea market now, and all these nice items are priced really low. But before you were like, I'm not going to buy any of those items. It's frustrating to watch because this is exactly what we thought would happen.
Could you find a way, like, let's say, Bellinger went, it's 3 years, 80 something, right?
Yeah.
I don't have it in front of me, but it's 1 year.
It's out.
It's 1 year guaranteed. And then it's player options after the, just like the Correa deal, right? So first, let's say the Snell deal you're going to have to pay him $25 million for sure for this year.
Sure.
Cause by the way, he's not a horse. He's had injury issues. Mm-hmm. He's only going to give you like 150, 160 innings. So I don't think you're paying $35 million for Ian Snell or for Blake Snell. Ian Snell was the Pirates.
I say that every time still. I'm still saying that. Snell. Yep.
So let's say you bring him in for 25. Let's say it's the same deal. It's like 3 years, 80, and it's player options, right? Couldn't you is there any team out there that would take Christian Vasquez's $10 million? If you there's got to be creative ways that you could make it a $15 million expense instead of a $25 million. Or just eat the whole thing for 1 year. This is where it's different. If, like I said, if we're talking about, boy, should the Twins sign Cody Bellinger or Blake Snell for 5 years, $200 million or $150 million? Well, boy, I mean, Snell can't stay healthy, and Bellinger was one of the worst players in baseball, oddly, for like 2 years. He had a broken swing, and then it clicked. Do I trust that for 5 years?
No.
Totally understand the hesitation. 1 year? 1 year?
So
I'd do it.
So Cody Bellinger agreed to a 3 year, $80 million contract, has opt outs after the first and second years.
Mm-hmm.
He will receive, not so coincidentally, exactly the number Joe talked about on CCO. He will receive $30 million this season. He is due to get $30 million in 2025, assuming he does not opt out after 2024, and $20 million in 2026, which, of course, he won't get there if he doesn't opt out after the second year. So it's exactly what Joe said.
So that number was not pulled out of thin air.
That Boris, number was because
Boris
they called
knew
Scott,
that he, 100%.
They called Scott Boras and were told it's $30 million.
Or Boris called them and said, hey, it's 30.
But
it's the same deal as 2 years ago.
That was not a pie in the sky. That was a Joe knew the exact price of poker. And on Bellinger, I'm fine with it. But what I'm curious about is the two pitchers. Could you get one of those two pitchers on a Correa? I know it's expensive, and I know, but look, do you know the PR pop? Like, as far as tickets sold?
Yeah.
If you say, you know what, I made a mistake, I shouldn't have said that. But furthermore, we're rectifying it by, because Bellinger would be very nice, okay? But if Buxton can play, he's nice, but I guess he could play some first base. The pitcher, there's no, like, there's no and or, well, Mike Montgomery, I don't know. He would immediately improve your rotation.
Jordan Montgomery.
Jordan Montgomery. Mike Montgomery's another former player. This is great. This is like the old, this is like the old folks twin. Let me tell you about Duke Snyder, what I think Duke would do. You got Clemente in right, you get the Duke of Flatbush in center. Anyway, that was my point before I got the name wrong.
Mike Montgomery. Was he the, well, Mike Morgan was a Twins pitcher.
There was a Mike Montgomery.
Mm-hmm.
He pitched for the Royals. I thought Montgomery pitched for the Royals.
He pitched.
Because I do say
he's not that old. He's still. He was still in the, yeah, he pitched for the Royals and the Cubs.
Oh, okay. Yep.
And the Mariners.
Oh, yeah. I'm not making up names. I'm just getting, I'm putting them on the wrong person.
Former first round pick, by the way, Mike Montgomery.
Yeah, you get Ian Stell and Mike Montgomery.
Oh, you're off to the races.
How do we get him so cheap?
I think Ian Snell, wasn't Ian Snell like a,
hybrid, right?
Too, was he? Ian Snell.
Pirate or
he was he's a 26th round draft pick. But he was a pirate prospect. And then he bounced around, went to the Mariners for a minute, had a career 4.80 earned run average. He once pitched 208 innings in 2007, Ian Snell. So there you go.
Anyway, you get my point.
History lesson.
You get my point. My point is, boy, that would help you out.
Yeah. So, oh, come on, Joe, come on. If you're still consuming this podcast right now, Joe, just a couple bucks, go call Scott back. I'd rather have Jordan Montgomery personally because I think he's more durable and he's left-handed, gives you a different look. And he's had some, well, they've both had playoff success, but like, oh, I think I'll take the lefty.
Yeah.
If you're considering what my opinion is on this.
Blake Snell misses so many damn bats. And if, yes, Pablo Lopez, I probably would take Pablo Lopez over Blake Snell. Blake Snell would be the second best guy in rotation. And there's like this fear of, well, he walks a lot of guys and, oh, maybe he doesn't stay as healthy. He won 2 Cy Youngs in the last 5 years. And you'd rather roll with Anthony DeSclafani starting your rotation over paying Blake Snell coming off a Cy Young season. What are we doing here? What mental gymnastics are you trying to talk yourself into that Blake Snell would not be worth it in this starting rotation?
See, and go ahead, Jed, go.
And with the bullpen that you've constructed, which to your credit looks really good, 5 and fly is fine.
This is also where I feel like, and we could play this game with any team, really. You go all the way through and you say, man, if we were to be able to sweep out some of the accounting here. Yeah, DeSclafani. Now they're it's 12, but aren't they got a chunk of change? They get like $4 million or something from the Mariners.
They're paying him, I think, like 5, or it might even be less than that.
Christian Vasquez is making $10 million as your backup catcher. You couldn't find a place for Max Kepler's $7 million in there somewhere. Like if you had managed some of these middling to fringe starter guys a little bit differently, Kyle Farmer making $6.3 million, you know. Was there somebody you could have developed in the minor leagues? This is where if you can not overpay for back players or fringe caliber players, maybe you have a couple bucks left over for when Scott Boras gets desperate in late February, early March, right? But here we are.
Yeah, and plus with the way that the market is trending now in salaries, being a Boras stash house to me is a pretty good place. We've never had this before. Like baseball now has Boras is now going to basically have houses where he can stash players for a year.
Would you, if you were one of his clients, would you be annoyed by him? It's like what do we, every year you just sit around for 4 months and everyone else is at spring training. And it's like where am I playing?
And plus, if you have a wife and kids, like I got to think that your wife would be like, honey, do you have a job yet?
Yeah, it's
it would. I mean, he's clearly super respected and a huge, huge name. But to answer your question, yeah, especially if I'm like 30, tell me where I'm going to play, dude.
Hey, before we get to another notebook item here on this Score North Twin Show, Judd, tell the audience how they can get in the best shape. Do you see Miguel Sano lost 50 pounds?
Yeah.
I saw a picture of him. He's looking great. There's no question
Miguel Sano or Judd right there.
That's Judd right there. That's Sports Dad. But there's no question in my mind that Miguel got smart. He got online and he went to Livia.com. Because my friends at Livia Weight Control Centers probably said, Miguel, you know what? We have a plan for you, because they've had a plan for me. They've had a plan for so many people who watch Score North. And guess what? In every instance, it's worked, because this program works. The dietitians and nutritionists, absolutely outstanding. This is a program where there is structure, there is support, and there are results. And if you join now, and Miguel probably took advantage, because, I mean, the paychecks weren't exactly flowing in, he would have got 3 months for free. So I just hope that he lost a lot of that weight during the 3 months for free period, at which Livia can get your weight on track, get you into all those clothes that might not fit now. Great time of year to start to drop those unwanted pounds. Livia.com, Livea.com, 855-GO-LIVEA. Check it out.
Also, Zero Res is here for it's almost spring cleaning season here. So why do it yourself when you can just hire Zero Res for a very reasonable price to deep clean everything, carpets, air ducts. In fact, right now you can get 3 rooms Zero Resified starting at just $119 and a free hallway. And this month, take $75 off when you get your air ducts Zero Res clean. That's 952-ZERO-RES or ZeroResMinnesota.com. Say you want the Score North special. Spell it forward or backwards. It spells the same. Zero Res. The other thing for our last spring training notes item today that's been making the rounds is because all these teams had their media day last week where they take their teams take pictures for the Jumbotrons and for all the media. And now we've got games being played. The Fanatics uniforms that every team has been assigned to wear during these spring training games are awfully revealing, shall we say. The material's a little thinner than maybe players and teams anticipated. Let's just say we're seeing a lot of outlines of players' body parts that we didn't sign up to see with this new Fanatics uniform deal.
Not to mention the tops are awful as well. I saw one this weekend on Twitter, Mitch Garver standing at second base, G-A slight space R-V-E space R. And they've also shrunk names. So like you look at a 2023. Dude,
Verlander's was like wrapped around and instead of it wrapping around the number, it like wrapped and touched the number.
Yes. These things are brutal. But yes, I saw the pictures. Great, the pictures are let's just say not as many players wear protective cups as I thought.
No, because it's harder to run.
Yeah. Yep. And you also can see the jerseys tucked in. It's just
you can see the jerseys halfway down.
I got to fix this. It's Bush League, man. It's awful.
Yeah, it's gross. I wasn't anticipating, and I knew about this too, like 3 days ago. Let me give you some inside baseball. So in our text thread, we Judd sends a note. Have you guys seen these Fanatics uniforms? And at that time, I saw your text, but then like didn't respond. And I put my phone down for 10 minutes. And then I open back up the phone thread, and there is just a picture of a man's you-know-what bent over, and Judd
stretching.
Sends it in the group chat.
I sent the photo, in fairness.
Did you send the photo?
I sent the photo.
Okay, you sent the photo.
I sent the note.
I think we all knew about the nastiness and the absurdness of the uniforms. And this may be my Larry David moment. I don't know if we needed the photo in the group text. I think it went without being said.
I think we had to research and development.
Yeah, and plus it's not like a group text of like three like company guys that barely
are friends. On a company cell phone. One of us is.
He's still wearing a uniform. He's wearing pants.
It's not like Phil sent a like full Monty.
I mean, man, that's pretty damn close. That's about as close as it gets. Like you guys are splitting hairs on that one. No.
Well, splitting hairs.
That was a clear image of it.
Giving a whole
look like that Padres player was splitting hairs. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Would you show it right now on the screen? Would you throw it on the screen?
No, but the group text is totally different. Like, would I send that if we had like a company wide group text? No, but I mean,
I think Declan's drawing a line here that if the baseball doesn't make a lineup uniform change, then yeah, we will not be.
You can send it to Judd.
Yep. Yep.
Hey, Judd, you see this one? Oh, man. Check out Anthony Rendon. Oh, man.
Yep.
Good Lord.
We now have multiple baseball uses for the word dong.
Oh, man. Anyhow, that's been your Scorner Twin Show spring training notes.
It's awesome. It's Nike designed, Fanatics produced, right?
I wouldn't want to take ownership of the design. The designing is terrible too, right?
I think it's Nike designed and Fanatics is producing.
Yeah, I think that's
right. If I'm not mistaken, Fanatics takes over the National Hockey League next year, and jerseys are already being made for fans that are like,
boy, those breezers are a little thinner than I remember.
And baseball's like, this has always been like this. Yeah, nothing to see. Oh, it's like Rob Manfred standing in front of the players.
Did the puck get stuck in your breezers, or are you just happy to see me? Oh, huh?
I am disgruntled. Huh?
It is a complete embarrassment.
Oh, man. Hey, the best thing you guys can do as loyal listeners of this Scornorth Rated R Twin Show, NC-17 Twin Show, is to give us a 5-star rating and a positive review on Apple and Spotify, and click the like button and the subscribe button on the Scornorth YouTube channel. We'll see you guys later this week. We have a random twin coming up later this week. We have some fun stuff coming down the pipe on the Scornorth Twin Show.